Hey, School of Podcasting listeners. My name is Dave Godna, and yes, I'm from Boston. And today we have a little bit of show and tell on the morning announcements as I will review the new Zoom H2 handy recorder.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, thank you. Hey, you heard that school bell. You know, it is back to school time. And, first of all, I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get that contact information out of the way. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. And, school bell, it's September. I'm back in school. I'll be talking about that in a second. And so why not have a back-to-school sale? If you've ever thought about signing up at the School of Podcasting, sign up now. Use the coupon code BTS. That's short for Back to School. And between now and October 1st, and you will get 20% off. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. And speaking of back to school, I threw every book I owned in my book bag today, which probably puts it close to 40, 50 pounds. It's huge. And I went to school and had big plans of hitting the library at my campus. And I pulled about every muscle in my back. So looking up, down, left, and right, not my strong suit right now. But lo and behold, Dave Godna from Boston, very nice guy, been emailing back and forth. And last week I reviewed the H4. Dave has sent in a review on the Zoom H2, and I'll have a link to this out in the show notes, which you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Dave is from the Ratcast Radio podcast, and you can find that at ratcastradio.com. He's also got another podcast coming out in the fall, inlinehockeypodcast.com, and this is a great example of a niche. Obviously, inline hockey is not the NHL, so you're not going to get a bazillion people listening to your podcast, but the people that are going to listen to your podcast that are into inline hockey are going to love it. He found a niche. In fact, I believe the team in his area has put a link to his podcast right on their front page. How cool is that? So there's an example of finding a niche and filling it, and I would suppose that Dave's going to have a lot of rabid fans for his hockey podcast. So now I mentioned this because I'm going to cut out about now. I actually haven't listened. I wanted to be just like you. I want to hear the review for the first time. Are you buying that? No. The case in point here is my back is killing me. I haven't had a chance to listen to this. So we're going to listen to this review together of Dave about the new Zoom H2.
I'm going to do this review in three different parts. The first part will be why I bought the Zoom and some samples from my early testing with it. Part two, I'll talk about some of the features and options the Zoom has to offer. And part three will be some final thoughts on the Zoom itself. When I started shopping for a portable recording device back in the spring for my fall podcast, I was looking for three main things. First being, I needed a portable microphone to record the players and the coaches at the hockey rinks. I had a little Olympus I bought at Radio Shack for about $40 I was using, and that had okay results, but I wanted something better. I also wanted something I could do a remote podcast with, and I wanted the sound quality to be excellent on that. I didn't want it to sound too far removed from my studio setup. Now here's a quick clip from a couple of interviews I did at the rink, one with one of the hockey players, and then one with one of the girls from the roller derby team. Okay, now joining us on the show is member of the Holbrook Swamp Donkeys, number 10, Dana Taylor. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Now, last season, you joined the Swamp Donkeys, and you were going to have more of a role-playing situation on that team. Tell us how all that progressed.
Pretty much for when we started the season, I did know I was going to be basically used as a utility player on the power play.
I am here with Sarah Kingan, a.k.a. Sarah Doom. And she is a member of the Boston Derby Dames Women's Flat Track Roller Derby. Now, Sarah, tell us a little bit about Women's Flat Track Roller Derby.
Sure. So, I mean, you probably can think of what roller derby is. It's a sport that's been around since the 20s, but starting in about 2003.
I was very pleased with both of those interviews. I thought the quality was great, and I think they would fit in very well into my podcast, and I could even use that as a remote podcast because the quality was that good. At least I felt it was. Next, I want to record phone interviews. Now, I know a lot of you go through the internet to do your interviewing, but I've heard some horror stories, and I don't want the website to crash on me or not be available when my guest is available, so I'm going the old-fashioned route. I'm going to record them off my home phone speaker, and I'm going to put the Zoom between me and the speaker and record my guest live. Here's a quick test of one of the phone interviews that I did. On the phone with me now, from New Hampshire, is the Holbrook Swamp Donkeys goaltender and now the new general manager for the Boston Swamp Rats, Ruppy Haley. Ruppy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, Rupp, last year you wore many hats, running the Swamp Donkeys, playing goaltender for the team, and now this year you have a new challenge, and that would be the GM of the new Boston Swamp Rats professional team.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Dave, I'm pretty excited about this opportunity. You know, after seeing the way some of the teams around...
Now, I thought this one come out pretty good, too. My voice through the Zoom sounded really good, not too far removed from my studio mic, and you could tell that my guest was on the phone, which is what I was going for, but he came in clear as a bell. So Zoom passes this test for me, too. Lastly, I wanted to take the Zoom to the hockey rink and do play-by-play for the hockey games. I wanted to simulate a radio broadcast of a hockey game. The Zoom records on both sides, the front and the back, so my thinking was I would do play-by-play in the front and get the hockey game ambiance from the rink in the back microphones. Here's how that test went.
In on Cope, and he's going to drop it down now for Brown, and Brown has it up to... Robbins picked up by Hodgkins, comes in the slot, a blast, a score! Donkeys get on the board, 6-1.
Walk down the middle blue.
Now on the hockey broadcast, you could hear everything. You could hear the rink, you could hear the referee's whistles, the puck coming off the boards, and of course you could hear me broadcasting the hockey game. A little bit of compression, tweaked it really nice in the Mixcraft recording studio, and I was, again, pleased at the results I got from the Zoom. The Zoom H2 has a lot of different features. Too many to list in this short review, but I'll tell you some of them that I found that I enjoy using. You can record in either MP3 or WAV format. You can get a lot more recording time with the MP3, but the WAV file is a little better quality of recording. With the 512 megabyte card included, you can get about 4.5 hours of MP3 recording versus 45 minutes of WAV recording. For me and my podcasts, I'm doing all my recording in MP3 mode, and so far, it's been just fine for me. If you're doing music or something else, you may want to bump it up to the WAV file, and you have the option of installing a larger SD card. There is a stereo input jack for an external microphone, so you can use an external microphone with a Zoom, which overrides the internal microphones. It also has a line-in input for connecting and recording, say, a CD player or an MP3 player. Both, if plugged in, will override the internal microphones. Now, speaking of the internal microphones, there are two microphones in the front and two microphones in the back, both recording in stereo. You have the option of recording front only, back only, or both. Now, the front setup is at 90 degrees, and the back records at 120 degrees. And I found the front microphone to be a little louder than the back when recording at the same distance. This is probably due to the angle of the microphones. When I did my interview recording, I had the microphone a little closer to my subject than to myself, and that balanced out the sound really nice. There's also a headphone jack that you can monitor what's being recorded or to listen to playback of files. But I will tell you this, while having the headphones on and listening, I picked up a lot of room air. It sounded like the microphone was super hot, but when I dropped the files into Mixcraft, the levels were a lot lower than sounding through the headphone. So I recommend turning the headphone volume down so you get a more accurate reading. The last connection is the USB, which connects right to the computer, and you have the option of using the Zoom as a USB microphone or as a storage device. As a storage device, that's how you would drop the files from the Zoom onto your computer. It comes with a couple of cables, a Y stereo cable, a USB cable, and also comes with a little pair of headphone earbuds. There's also a desktop stand that screws into the bottom so you can place the Zoom on a tabletop, and there's also a mic clip adapter, which is basically a handle that screws into the bottom of the Zoom so you can hold it like a regular microphone. When using the mic clip adapter, it resembles a fudgicle, as the Zoom has a fudgicle-shaped top and you're holding the handle. And there's also a windscreen that sits over the top of the Zoom. This is a funny-looking thing, as it looks like a black winter hat that's about 10 sizes too small and won't come down over your ear. If you can get over that, though, it does a nice job of breaking up the wind and the pops from the plosions. Recording is very simple with the Zoom H2. The menu system is very easy to navigate, and I was recording in seconds. It comes with a little cheat sheet to get you going, and also has a full-size manual to delve into more advanced features. You have the option of using a compressor, a limiter, or an automatic gain control. You only can use one of these at a time, though, and each has three different settings to choose from. On the side of the Zoom, you have the low, medium, and high gain control for the microphone if you're not using the automatic gain control. I find that I like the medium setting for most of my interviews. However, if you are outside capturing faraway sounds, you might want to go to the loud position. Now here are my final thoughts on the Zoom H2. I really like the ease of use, along with the high quality I was getting for my recordings. I should easily be able to do player interviews and remote podcasts with this unit, as well as record my phone conversations and do play-by-play of the hockey games. As you can see in my examples, in just my first day with the Zoom, they all come out pretty good, I thought, and with some tweaking, they can only get better. There are a lot of options on this model. Some I'll probably never even use, but it's nice to know they're there in case I do need them. Now, if you can get by the fudgical appearance of this thing and the small windscreen on the top that looks like a winter hat, you got yourself a nice little model here for $200. I give it 5 hockey pucks out of 5 hockey pucks. Again, this is Dave Gardner, and you can find my podcast at ratcastradio.com and inlinehockeypodcast.com. And I'd like to say thanks to Dave Jackson, the School of Podcasting, for letting me do this review and for all your help you've given me on my podcast. Have a good one, and I hope you pick up the Zoom H2. I highly recommend it.
How cool is that? Thanks, Dave. It sounds wicked good, man. It's the only thing I know from Boston is bad SNL skits. $200. I think the biggest difference between the H2 and the H4 is obviously the inputs. The H4 has the big XLR inputs. The H2 has the, what I would call, I guess, almost like a micro input, the little 1/8-inch ones, which very similar to the ones on the iRiver, things like that. So thank you very much, Dave. It is weird how things turn out. What a coinkydink. Dave's feeling really bad right now. And Dave from I gotta get the website right. Where's my notes? Ratcastradio.com comes in with not only a review, but dude, a beautiful review. Thank you for the detail. Really do appreciate it. Also wanted to mention, if you are a member of the School of Podcasting, we do weekly roundtables and live training, and last week we had some guys show up, and it turns out that one guy fit the other guy's criteria for a guest. Tim Dewey of the Sled Dog Podcast, ended up on Fred's, who does strugglingentrepreneur.com. He does a podcast, and so they actually ended up interviewing kind of each other kind of thing. Very cool. And so that's one of the things. If you're a member of the School of Podcast and you hear about the live training, it is question and answer. It's very open-ended. I usually don't have a theme. It's just, hey, what do you have questions about? And we answer those live. And in some cases, you can look over my shoulder and I'll show you how to do it in the software. And in some cases, it's just us talking about promoting and things like that. So when you log into the website, simply click on the button at the top of the screen. There's a big banner. It'll show you when the next one is coming up. And register for that. And they're supposed to last an hour. They usually last about an hour and a half. So that's another plus of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Also wanted to let you know, we have a giveaway going on. We'll be giving it away the first week of August. And that is that, I mentioned this last week, the podcast studio from Behringer that I used, I reviewed a couple shows ago. We're giving that away to a member of the School of Podcasting. So yes, you have to be a member because it's a really cool gift. And realize it's only $20 a month at the School of Podcasting, and you could win, for lack of a better phrase, a $100 prize. Very, very cool. So, and you can hear my review of that out at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. So we are giving that away. And then actually in October, we will have another prize to give away. And I'll be telling you more about that as time permits. But it's the Podcasting Toolkit 2 from Sound Ideas. And that's actually probably what we'll be talking about in the next podcast. But until then, I really do. Number one, I cannot thank you enough, Dave, from the Ratcast Podcast and InlineHockeyPodcast.com for filling in for me basically today. Like I said, my back is killing me, and I'm going to go lay down. And if you're interested in starting podcasts, again, remember, we're having the back-to-school sale. BTS is the coupon code. That'll get you 20% off any new sign-up at the School of Podcasting.com. We have tutorials. We have a step-by-step program. We have our online meetings that I just mentioned. And with that, I'll quit pimping and say thank you very much for listening. Dave at schoolpodcasting.com, 888-563-3228. And until next week, class dismissed.